something. So, okay, everyone. So yesterday when we recessed, we were on the financial report, and we had a motion to approve the financial report by Chris, and it was seconded by Denise. And Annie, I think I'll turn it over to you so you could, I don't know how far we are, even if anybody heard the financial report, but that's kind of where we're at.
Okay, Mayor Ostrack and Assembly, before you are the January 2020 financials. We are 7 months into the fiscal year. Currently, everything is tracking along as usual. The one item I will highlight is the AB raw fish tax. We estimated in June that we'd be making or receiving $2,950,000 as of January, which actually reflects the December fish tax. We are at 99.96% of what we anticipated. So we will most likely go over that, what we projected this year. That's good news. With that, if there's any questions, please let me know.
Thanks, Annie. Question for Annie? Okay, motion on the question.
Brenda? Yes. Denise?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Josie? Paul?
Yes.
Warren? Tom? I think they're up.
He's pushing it.
Okay. Bailey? Samantha?
Okay. So motion carries?
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. And in your packet is your investment report for January 2022. So that's there for you to review. And if there's any questions.
Mr. Mayor, I've got a question about the agenda.
Okay.
I'll just show you mine, which. Where's the old one?
It's.
I don't know if that's much.
This is not the right.
This one.
Remember we had the presentation from Trident?
Oh.
Yeah, that one was posted in the post office, too. This one was.
Oh,
it just had some camera presentations, which we didn't, at least on the one I had on my phone yesterday, didn't have that on. So the agenda we adopted, at least, I guess I made the motion. I'm not sure who made the motion. But
no, this is the one we adopted.
Yeah, but I mean, I did it off the phone and did not have the Canary. So I just wanted to clarify that in case other people are looking.
Yeah, no, that's
similar one.
Yeah.
You want
me
to thank you.
Okay. Okay, if there's no questions on the investment report.
Mr. Mayor, during the workshop, we just mentioned, you know, January, we lost $1.5 million because the stock market's crazy. And, and that February is probably the same, and March doesn't look too much different. So anyway, the trend is down. Is what we're meeting. I just thought I'd mention that. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Paul. So before us, we have the consent agenda, which is one item, resolution 22-31. Ernie.
Thank you, Mayor. Solutions Eastboro Resolution 2231 will give final bill approval on Alaska State Land Survey 2018-24. You looked at it at the last meeting as the platting board. This will be the last one that we take up as far as municipal land selections that we are having surveyed. We do that, of course, so that we can get final patent and conveyance of these. 2018-24 creates two tracts, one of about 1,211 acres and one of about 5 acres. And it's around the northeast corner of Bear Lake. and we've gone through this before. I think that's all I have. But the resolution and the memo are in your packet, as well as the survey. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you for that explanation. So we do need a motion and a second to approve resolution 2231.
So moved. This is Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
Denise, I'll second.
Thank you, Denise. Any questions for Ernie on this? This has been brought up a couple of times, so hearing none. If there's no objections to resolution 2231, it'll stand as approved. Okay. Next item on the agenda is a public hearing. We need a motion and a second to bring ordinance 2209 to the floor for public hearing.
This is Chris. I make a motion.
Thank you, Chris.
This is Brenda, I'll second
it. Thanks, Brenda. Annie?
Yes, Mayor, Osterberg and Assembly. So ordinance 2209 authorizes the mayor to negotiate and execute a sublease within the Cold Bay Terminal for air transportation services. This ordinance would authorize the mayor to negotiate a sublease with Aleutian Airways for use of the terminal. They have expressed their desire to enter into sublease with the borough for a portion of the Cold Bay Terminal and adjacent apron for the purpose of providing air transportation. There are some essential terms and conditions that must be met. Those are outlined in here, but we basically have to follow the state aviation lease agreement that we currently have, which is considered the base lease. Any extensions that occur to that base lease will also be contingent to this sublease. And then there are a few others on here that I can go into more detail if you'd like me to. The one thing that will be negotiated will be the term and rental rate, and that will be finalized during negotiations, but the rents, fees, and charges will not be less than fair market value. It's my understanding Aleutian Airways would like to begin transportation in the spring of 2022. I have not heard from them recently, so I don't have any other updates. With that, if there's any other questions, please let me know.
Thank you, Annie. Questions for Annie?
I just had some comments.
Good.
Not everybody was up at the reception at Swampsea the first day on Thursday, but a couple representatives of Royal Aleutian were there, and they indicated that they're still coming, waiting for FAA approval. Anyway, I know a couple of people talked to them just really briefly, but nothing official. But they're still around.
Okay. Other assembly comments? If not, I'm going to open the public hearing. Not hearing any public comments. I'll close the public hearing and call a question on the motion.
Brenda?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Josie? Oh, she's absent. Denise?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. Before us, we have the emergency ordinance 22-10. We need a motion and a second to bring it on the floor.
Hey, good afternoon. Mr. Cannon. I just want to let you know I just got in.
Who's that?
Sam.
Oh, hi, Sam. Chris made the motion.
And Daly's here also.
So did Daly second the motion?
No. She just got on. She's on now.
Oh.
No, I'm just on here.
We need a second.
Denise, I'll second.
Thank you, Denise. So, again, this is Emergency Ordinance 22-10, Lewiston to East Borough Assembly issuing a declaration of disaster emergency in response to COVID-19. So everybody remembers this only takes this one reading, even though it's an ordinance. Annie?
Yes, Mayor Osterbach, so this is an emergency ordinance in response to COVID-19. Our current emergency ordinance that we are under is due to expire soon. There is one change on here I would recommend if you do choose to approve this. On the third page of the ordinance under Section 6, it says the emergency ordinance shall become effective immediately upon adoption and remain in effect until May 8th, pursuant to the Borough Code. I would change that to May 9th since this didn't get approved yesterday, and I had based it off of 60 days from yesterday, so I would suggest moving that a day just to stay within the 60 days. But other than that, this is very similar to what you guys have seen before, and it would allow people to call in from other locations if necessary, mainly due to COVID-19. So with that, if there's any questions, please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions?
Would you need a motion to amend that date?
I think so.
Move to amend the expiration date of the ordinance to May 9th from May 8th, as Annie just explained.
Okay. And second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
I'll second it, Chris.
Okay, so before us we have an amendment to Emergency Ordinance 2210. If there's no objections to the amendment. Okay, hearing none. So before us, we have the amended Emergency Ordinance 2210, changing the termination date of it to May 9th from May 8th. So, question?
Carol?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Chris? Denise?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Paul said yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Samantha? Samantha?
Yes.
Bailey?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, thank you. Before us, we have Resolution 2232, authorizing payment F&W construction. We need a motion and a second.
This is Denise. I'll make a motion.
I'll make a motion, Chris.
Thank you, Denise. Seconded by Chris. Annie?
Yes, Mayor Osterbach. So before you, Resolution 2232 authorizing the payment of F&W Construction LLC's notice of claim and the reappropriation of $300,000 from the Cold Bay Clinic line item to the Cold Bay Terminal Project line item. The borough had entered into a contract with F&W to complete the Cold Bay Terminal expansion project, or the borough agreed to pay $7,700 in pre-construction services and about $1.2 million for construction services. F&W did issue a notice of a claim in the amount of about $207,000. They outlined that claim in a November 30th notice that explained what their delays were or what the costs were for. Dow analyzed this claim, and it appears everything is substantiated. Therefore, administration recommends payment of the claim. With the claim, the total amount owed to F&W will be $1,475,000. Other costs associated with this project include Golder payments, State of Alaska payments, and Dow, which brings the total project cost to $1,818,773.34. The borough has budgeted about $1.5 million for this project, which leaves a deficit of approximately $300,000. This deficit does consist of the claim and $89,000, which was originally going to be paid out of the project contingency line item. To cover this deficit, the administration proposes reappropriating $300,000 from the Cold Bay Clinic line item, which is E20, 520, 209, 850, to the Cold Bay Terminal line item. The funds in this Cold Bay Clinic line item are permanent fund earning appropriations for the Cold Bay Clinic, which were designated in FY15, FY18, 19, 20, and 21, totaling about $3,412,000. Since the new clinic is not being constructed, administration recommends reappropriating the FY20 appropriations in the amount of $300,000 to the terminal via resolution. Reappropriation of the remaining funds will be addressed separately. So with that, if there are any questions, please let me know. And one thing just to mention that Assemblymember Mobeck brought up was all the dates on the resolutions and ordinances will be changed to pass and approved on this 11th day of March instead of the 10th day of March. And that's something I believe we can do. That's just a clerical change, but I just wanted to bring that up. So anyway, if there's any questions on Resolution 2232, please let me know. Thank you.
Thanks, Annie. Questions for Annie? Paul?
I have an Albert.
This is Daly.
Okay, so Paul, Chris, and then Daly.
Yeah. Just a quick question on the Eastern Aleutian tribes. We're going to fix up the clinic in Cold Bay, spend some money, and we have a status report on how that's going. And that's the same money, I think, that we're talking about.
Yes, so as far as the existing clinic construction, I don't believe that has happened. We've had a meeting with the city, Eastern Aleutian Tribes, and the borough regarding that project. They are in the process of getting a building permit, and then we'll do some construction here soon. That's as much as I know at the moment.
And Annie, remind everyone again how much borough money is going to be involved in that?
Currently, we have not been requested to assist in that project. So it will be all our Eastern Aleutian Tribes funds.
Okay. Is that it? Chris?
Yeah, I have a little question about it. I know we worked for several years to raise money for the clinic there in Cold Bay, and I just don't want there to be any contention between Cold Bay and Eastern Aleutian Tribes on taking some of that money. I know what they're trying to do, but I just want to make sure that, you know, everything is legal. If we do take that money, is it all legal, or is there things that can come back later and get us some trouble?
Meryl Spack, I can answer that if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, so we had received letters from both the city of Cold Bay and Eastern Aleutian Tribes telling us they were no longer interested in building a new clinic. So we have that in writing, and our MOA that we had for construction that outlined everybody's roles and responsibilities has since been terminated. So I don't think there'll be any pushback because that was all done and documented. As far as these funds go, these are permanent fund earnings that the Assembly did appropriate over the years for this project, and since we're not doing it, you do have the right to reappropriate those monies. So I don't believe there'll be any legal pushback or anything on these monies in particular.
Okay, Chris?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that it's not going to come back later where we're going to have to get a lawyer involved or something. So I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, and then at some point here in the future, we will be coming back to figure out how we're going to redistribute those funds since they are permanent fund allocations. Daly.
Okay, yeah. That was along the same lines of the question I had. Because it was appropriated to Cold Bay, you know, to the clinic, you can appropriate it to anywhere else, and we can, the borough can?
Yeah, it's borough funding, so we will be moving it around, and like Annie had stated, so the agreement between the three parties was dissolved, so...
So we're fine on that.
And, okay. And then one other question. I thought there were COVID funds for that, the terminal. I thought there was COVID funds left for that or something.
Annie?
Yes, Mayor Osbeck and somebody. So, yes, we did use CARES Act funds for this, for part of it. Other funds were appropriated via resolution from other means, and we've spent all the CARES Act funds that we did have for this, about 800 and some thousand, my recollection, and we need additional funds to cover this this claim.
Okay, thank you. That's all I had.
All right. Other questions for Annie on this?
One quick one. Annie, during the workshop, you mentioned the total amount that we spent on this project. Could you just repeat that just to make sure it's on the record? That's all.
Yeah, so from my records, and I may be a couple of dollars off here or there, but it's about about $1,818,000. For this project. We'll do final accounting here soon.
Okay. Okay, if there's no other questions on this resolution, hearing none, call the roll.
Brenda?
Yes.
Brenda? Chris?
Yes.
Chris? Carol?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Samantha?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, thank you. So before you, we have resolution 22-33. Approving certain unincorporated communities and the respective Native village councils and or incorporated nonprofit entity for participation in the FY23 Community Assistance Program. We need a motion and a second.
So move.
I'll make a motion, Carol. Mrs. Josie.
This is Brendel's second.
Okay. Annie.
Yes, Mayor Osterbach. So before you use Resolution 22-33, approving certain unincorporated communities and the respective Native Village Council and or incorporated nonprofit entity for participation in the FY23 Community Assistance Program. This is something that comes before the Assembly every year, essentially because the Native Village of Nelson Lagoon is unincorporated. The borough has to approve these funds, and then they're transferred from the borough to the Native Village of Nelson Lagoon. So with that, if there's any questions, please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Annie. Questions for Annie? So this is one we do basically every year. It's more or less housekeeping. So if there's no objections to 22-33, it'll stand. Hearing none. Okay, resolution 22-34, approving the projects and initiatives identified in the borough strategic plan. I need a motion and a second.
This is Brenda. I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Brenda.
This is Denise. I'll second.
Thanks, Denise. Annie?
Yes, Mayor Osbeck, Assembly Resolution 22-34 is before you. As you know, we conducted a planning work session on December 9th, 2021, which helped identify projects and initiatives that would be included on the borough's strategic plan. Members of the Assembly and the staff were in attendance and actively engaged in the conversation. So before you is the strategic plan for March 1st, 2022 to February 28th, 2023. This breaks out the projects, and it goes into project leads as well as quarterly project outcomes and year-end targets. If you would like additional information, there is a link to the full layout of the draft in the memo, which you can click online. And so then the navigation chart's on here, and like I said, it outlines all the projects and all the details. And if there's any questions, please let me know. Thank you.
Questions for Annie on this resolution? This is another one that we've been working on quite a while. The whole assembly has been involved in it. So I think do the same with this resolution. If there's no objections, the resolution 2234 will stand. Hearing none? Okay. Old business, we have four items under this. So, and these aren't action items so far. So Annie, you want to start with the fuel?
Yes, of course. So at the February 10th assembly meeting, the assembly did raise concerns about the fuel delivery in the region. They requested the staff to research this further, and so Beverly and Glenora investigated this and determined the following. Delta Western delivers fuel to the communities of Cold Bay, False Pass, King Cove, Sandpoint, and the Trident portion in Accutan. The community of Accutan gets fuel from Crowley, and Nelson Lagoon gets a bulk fuel delivery from Crowley once this year during the spring. Fuel delivery by Delta Western is not on a schedule, but is on demand. However, during fishing seasons, they try to schedule a barge run every 3 weeks. Delta Western confirmed that they check on fuel volume needs in the communities. When a community is running low on fuel, an order is placed, and they bring fuel to the region. If a location does not require fuel on a voyage, they would inform Delta Western and will take fuel on the next trip. The communities of Cold Bay, False Pass, King Cove, and Sandpoint did receive fuel deliveries during the week of February 14th. So with that, if there's any further discussion or questions, please let me know. Thank you.
Questions for Annie?
Okay. Just FYI, Warren, he just got back on here, kind of fighting the system a little bit.
Okay, thank you. Marine Highway System.
Yes, so at the February 10th meeting, Assembly also raised concerns regarding the Alaska Marine Highway System and the new ferry not being able to service all of the communities in the borough. Mark Hickey had contacted the DOT Deputy Commissioner Carpenter regarding the ferry. The Deputy Commissioner confirmed that the new Tustee will be able to service all the communities that it serves today. Therefore, the new Tustee will be able to dock at all the borough communities currently able to handle it. Attached is some documentation regarding the ferry system, and then there is also a very interesting site online on the state website. If you type in Testamina replacement vessel design, you can find more information on the proposed design that they're going to do for the new ferry. Thank you.
Okay. Questions? All right. Work session formatting discussion. Annie?
Yes, so at the January 13th assembly meeting, administration presented an option to change the way work sessions are conducted in an attempt to be more efficient. Basically, we had proposed that rather than going over the whole meeting, we just focus on individual topics. So, for example, the Coon Dock Breakwater project may need to be discussed in greater detail. Therefore, we'd hold a discussion on this. Yesterday at the work session, there was discussion about providing information at least 10 working days in advance. So that was discussed, and that was a concern. And then the work session would be listed on the agenda, and any written information for the discussion would be provided in the meeting packet. On the second page, the published agenda for the meeting cannot be adjusted due to discussion at the work session held immediately ahead of the assembly meeting to avoid potential violations of the Open Meetings Act. And then there's several sections of our code that are related to work sessions that are referenced in the memo. So with that, I know there was quite a bit of discussion yesterday. So if there's any questions or comments, please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Annie. Comments or questions for Annie?
Just a clarification. if there are going to be any changes, it would come back to the assembly for a vote.
Definitely.
And then, Mr. Mayor, also, I just want to restate what I did at the workshop, because that I kind of don't see any big problem with what we're doing now. Anyway, that's, thank you.
Okay. Others? Okay. So yeah, I had Mark, added. Go ahead, Warren.
Yeah, if there's no, really no issue with having a work session, I don't see why we're going to mess with the formatting here. You kind of, when we do the workshop anyway, we'll, you know, the things that are prioritized, we will talk about them as needed. So, I don't know, I best leave it alone.
Okay. Well, you know, and maybe we'll just leave it the way it is and go through it and see if there's, you know, if there's things that we just need to talk about during the actual meeting. We could try that too, but anyway, we'll take a look at it, but whatever we do, it'll come back before the assembly, before you do anything with it. So.
Hey, sounds good.
Okay. Others? Okay. I had added, this is for Ernie. There's still a lot of confusion on procedure and link to the sign up and testifying at the upcoming Board of Fish meeting. So if you would, could you, send that to all of the assembly again, and then maybe have Laura put it on in the loop or in on your Fish News Facebook link or something.
Sure, we can do that, and I'll talk about it in my report as well.
Okay, thank you. So with that, we're down to new business, and first, Annie, would be the strategic plan fourth quarter update.
Yes, so every quarter I give an update on the strategic plan. This is for the fourth quarter of the 2021-2022 plan. So this is kind of a final summary of what we have done over the entire year. There are 14 items that we have completed, including the 14th being the Cold Bay school sale, which was finalized 2 days ago. So anyway, a lot has been accomplished this year. This has been a really good usable tool for staff, and a lot has been done. Pretty amazing. So with that, if there's any questions, please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Annie. Questions for Annie? Okay, hearing none. Assembly per diem discussion. We went into this quite a bit yesterday.
Yes, Mayor Speck. Jackie, are you online?
Yes, honey, I am.
All right, do you want to go ahead and explain the memo?
Yes, Mayor Osterbeck and Assembly. This is for informational purposes only. Since the Assembly travels to attend Aleutians East Borough Assembly meetings and others such as Swampseer, AML, the current per diem rate at $200 per day is in place. As the cost of lodging and meals have increased regionally and nationally, the flat rate may not be sufficient. The finance department was asked to look into the per diem rate and provide information on what any increases may look like. Below there is a chart that shows an estimate of increases based on an approximate 12 days of travel to Anchorage for AML, strategic planning, Swampsea, and as well as 6 days of travel for in-borough assembly meetings. It shows what the daily rate would be in 10% increases and the yearly amount per member and the total cost for all assembly. Also included are the rates from the Federal Department of Defense for Anchorage and other areas around the region. At the calendar year end, any amounts of per diem issued over the federal rate for the location at the time of travel must be reported as income. So the finance office must verify the amount of per diem issued with the Federal Department of Defense and calculate excess for the rate at the time of travel. I have additional documentation from the IRS in a PDF format if you would like. And if you have any other questions on per diem, I would be happy to answer them.
Okay. Thank you, Jackie. questions for Jackie? Okay, so basically yesterday during the workshop, we had a fairly long discussion on the per diem and what people have been paying in Anchorage. We just had a Swampsy meeting out there, and hotel rates are increasing quite a bit. So from the discussions yesterday amongst the assembly, I think we'll try and put something together. And I think what I got out of it yesterday is basically if we do change it, I think the assembly felt like they wanted to stay within the guidelines of allowable rates without triggering the need to do a, is it a 1099?
Yes, it's a 1099 for miscellaneous income.
So anyway, we can, I think with the information that we had yesterday, we could put this together for the next meeting and bring it back, and if you need to tweak it then. And Charlotte just showed up too, trying to hide behind a mask, but I know who she is. Anyway, so if there's no questions on that, we'll go ahead and continue streamlining that, put it together. Paul?
Ms. Mayor, when would you anticipate bringing it back to the assembly? So people
can at the next
meeting.
At the next meeting.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Warren here, one question.
Sure, go ahead, Warren.
Yeah, on this travel too with our staff and borough members when we do go out to attend meetings and for our even our borough meetings, I am wondering if since we are leaving our homes and traveling, when the borough buys a ticket for a board member or a staff member. Is there a way that we could maybe buy life insurance through the airline or get some policy set up so we could be covered if the inevitable happens with an aircraft or something? You know, that's just a thought. If we're going to revamp it now, it might be a good time.
I think, Warren, I think if I'm not mistaken, Annie, under our policies now, insurance policies, isn't air travel and stuff covered under there?
We do have a non-owned aviation aircraft liability coverage that we purchased for charters and for helicopter services. So we were required to do that. So I can check with the insurance provider to see what that exactly covers, and I can get back to you.
Okay, good.
Okay,
so hopefully
that would
we can have
because I know that sometimes there is a couple members of the family that are flying at the same time, and I hate to, you know, well, it's just unthinkable. But anyway, that, we should go ahead and consider that.
Okay, we can do that. Good idea. Others? Okay.
Hi, Mr.
We
Mayor,
will work on that.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
With the per diems, are those, I know per diems were just, there was more than one occasion I would get per diem, like the day I leave, whereas, you know, you check in, you got to pay for stuff. And are those all being direct deposited now, or are they still being printed?
Annie or Jackie?
Yeah, Maris Rebecca, I think it just depends on what the individual has requested. So if you do need to do direct deposit, let us look into what's happening, and then we can get back to you, and we can make sure it's streamlined a little bit better if that's what you need.
Thank you.
So I think would help too if assembly members, if you have a preference on how you want your travel per diem arrangements made, maybe email them in to the office and they should be able to take care of that. Okay. Next item is an added item, personnel, put on by Paul. So Paul, I'll turn this over to you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The course for the assembly to discuss personnel is always complicated if we decide ever to do that. And the way that I think Title 29 and other, you know, state laws and a borough code, we have to have an executive session to do it properly. And if we decide to ever discuss issues like personnel or legal issues, we have to have an executive session. So my intent was just to make a motion to schedule an executive session as almost immediate as possible. And before I would make a motion to see if it had any support, I would like to hear from the administration on which, how soon we could arrange that, I guess. That's a short version.
Okay. Annie, you want to say anything?
So I'm really sorry. I missed the first part. It like cut out just for a split second. So all I heard was that you want to schedule an executive session, and then I kind of missed a little bit, and then you had asked me a question. But I don't think I understood.
So Paul is asking to schedule an executive session to discuss the personnel policies as soon as possible.
Personnel, yes. Or when we do it. And so I want to know when we could do it. And then perhaps a motion might be in order if that's how you would like to do it.
So we'd need to do the executive session in person. So we would need to arrange that. I just need to talk to the mayor to figure out what the timeline could be to make that happen. So I don't know if the motion is necessary. I think we can look into that and try to get that on as soon as we can, but we all do need to meet in person for that.
How about if we try and figure it out and then bring it back at the next regular meeting?
Mr. Mayor, I think that's far too long. I did look online just to do a little research, but there are provisions for executive session even on Zoom. And I thought we could have a teleconference where only the people you're inviting get the phone number, and that would work, of course. I'm thinking of next week is when I'd like to see it, but I'm not sure. I'd like to hear from other assembly members if they have any ideas or opinions on it. Thank you.
Okay. So we're about just over a week out from going in for the Board of Fish. And the other thing is, yeah, so we're getting close to our Board of Fish meeting. Guys, keep that in mind. So is there any other comments on doing this from assembly members?
This is Chris here.
Go ahead, Chris.
So I agree with Paul. I mean, it's something that we should try to get scheduled as soon as possible, however it's going to work. I know you got Board of Fisheries, and next week I'm going to be in Anchorage for a tsunami conference. There's a tsunami conference going on for the Aleutians, too. So whatever we can try to schedule it, I think, and you know, however we can do it over Zoom, or if it can be done over telephone with a secret number or something. But it's something we need to address. I think it's going to be too long to wait for our next meeting.
Okay. So in this, if we're going to start setting this up, I would like to know what all this pertains to. What do you want in it so we can arrange it and prepare for it? You can't just say personnel because we don't have any way to, you know, put it together. So are you going to want other people? Are you going to
Mr. Mayor, I think it would pertain to the finance office, and of course that could entail personnel also, but that's the general subject, but we're restricted in what you can say.
Yeah.
And so that, I think just it would have to do with that general subject, I think, our finances, and of course that comes with personnel sometimes too. So we have to be careful on how we schedule it. And I know if the assembly always has an option to call a special meeting of some kind through our code, we can get a couple of assembly members together and do it that way too. But
do whatever you want.
No, but I'm just suggesting, I'm throwing ideas out, including, you know, some of the board members. I don't know if that's the board of first meets again on the 26th to discuss our area and public testimony. I'm like the 24th is 2 weeks away, or I don't know if that's far better than waiting another meeting. So that perhaps you can go over and see what our options are, like you mentioned, with Annie, and see what to. I still think we can do it on a telephone. But anyway, just some thoughts I threw out. That's all. Thank you.
Well, I mean, we've had two people respond to it, so maybe you guys need to make a motion and a second and see if there's enough support to do this rather than us putting it all together and find out, you know, most of somebody didn't want it or didn't feel it was necessary. If you want to do that.
I'll make a motion if you okay.
So Paul made a motion to have a executive session dealing with personnel issues.
Sorry, this is Brendel second.
Warren will second it.
And part of the motion would be as soon as possible.
Okay.
This is Denise.
Yeah.
As far as time-wise, I think that the between 23rd, 24th, 25th, since a lot of people are coming out for the fish meetings anyway, if you could just, you know, they'd come out just a couple days sooner, then that way you're not, you know, not everyone's coming out at the same, a week earlier. So I think that the 24th, 25th would work.
Okay, and I don't know how many actual assembly members are coming out for Board of Fish, so we're going to have to look at this. Well, first of all, we're going to have to check and make sure that we can do this. We don't normally do executive sessions on the air, so we'll figure that
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The ones that we've had in the past are always face-to-face, yes.
Yeah, I know. So we're going to look into that, and we'll get it put together. And if we have to, I mean, if we can't do it that way, we'll have to figure out a time and spy everybody into Anchorage and do an executive session. So.
Okay, we got a first and a second.
Yep. So any other comments? Question.
One comment, sooner the better for me, Warren here. We could. I know with our Kinko Corporation, we do executive session over the phone. You have to do your dial-in number and give each board member their new dial-in number, and then you do it that way. So, but this is a government agency. It might be a little different, but I'm not sure. So it's been done with us on our corporation.
We'll figure it out. Okay, if there's no other comments, we'll call the question on the motion.
Chris?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Lucy?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Bailey?
Yes.
Samantha?
Yes.
Motion.
Okay, thank you. So we'll work on that and see when everybody's, and it's going to depend on when, you know, when everybody's got the time to do it. So we can work on that. The other item under new business was mail, and that's Josie.
M-A-L-E?
Either. No.
Just kidding. Only kidding.
Josie.
Hello.
Did you lose her? Oh, there you are. Okay, we're down to you with your question or your comments or whatever was on mail that you wanted yesterday. and we were all broke up trying to hear each other.
Yeah, we got off right away after I made a comment. I wasn't sure how much of that you got. My concern was with the mail. It's not only the permanent postmaster, but getting the mail actually here when we do have somebody, because the borough bike has been broke down and then it gets temporarily fixed. So there's no way to move the mail. And then there's a trickle down effect where the temporary postmaster now believes that the maritime ticket agent is not bringing the mail on purpose, but you know, he's not going to pack everything by hand up. So I was just putting that out there. I'd emailed you and Annie last month and haven't gotten a response, but I did hear that Grant was planning on getting a ramp agent or something on Akatan side. I don't know where they are in the process of that. I'd heard Mayor Joe emailed them, but haven't heard back either. When we do have a postmaster and mail comes in, sometimes we can't get the mail to the post office. So that was just my comment.
Okay. So sorry about that, not getting back to you on that, but on the bike, you know, when the borough was providing basically the services with Maritime, it was part of the borough business that we were providing at the time. Since then, after we got Central Air Service and the helicopter group stepped out on their own as far as that goes. So once we did that, at the bike that's there, yes, is borough property, but the service is no longer provided by the borough. It shouldn't be. It probably should have been taken out earlier, but now, so it's your community would be the same as all the rest of ours. It would be, we don't provide vehicles to move the mail in Sandpoint or King Cove or Cold Bay or anywhere else. So that's kind of where we are with the transportation of the mail. That needs to be taken care of differently than depending upon the borough to provide a vehicle for that. Otherwise, I mean, would open us up. We'd be buying vehicles in every community to move mail, and that's really not what we're here for. But I'll give it to Annie. She could talk some more on it.
No, I think you have covered it. Yeah, that the ATV was borough owned, and we had purchased that and one on the hangar side for operations. At this point, wasn't really our intent to buy a new one. But with that, if there's any other questions, please let us know. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. Just providing the Marine Link and getting Maritime was just my thought process. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, because of the hangar and the contract that we have in the hangar with Maritime, we do provide the four-wheeler over there to basically move the helicopter in and out. So that one stays in place. Okay. Okay. We are down to reports and updates. Annie.
Yes, Mayor Osbrack, Assembly. In the packet is my report. Just a quick update on the terminal expansion. They did conduct a substantial completion site visit on February 11th and 12th. There was some remaining electrical work. The concrete sidewalk has since been poured, and there's just a few minor little things that still need to be finished. But the contractor has basically left Cold Bay, and I've heard a few of you have gone into the facility, and it looks pretty good. So that's great news. The next steps for the terminal will be to purchase seating, which we will need to do, and we'll just purchase it from the same company we purchased the other seats from. And then we're also in the process, Talia is in completing a concessions RFP for vending machines, which is something we were planning on doing prior to the construction, but decided to wait until that was completed. So anyway, if there's any questions on that, please let me know. The Cold Bay School, that's, oh, go ahead. Is there questions?
Oh, no, go ahead.
This is Daly. I have a question.
Go ahead, Daly.
Oh, okay. So on that, you know, on that end where they extended out there, we still have, like, parking problems. But around that one end, if I don't know how or if it could be done or somehow could level that one side out to make more parking. I don't know if that's something that could be done or not.
Yes, it's our intent to look at the parking lot this spring/summer. There are some setback requirements that we have that may or may not permit parking over on that side because we are supposed to stay so far away from the setback or from the road. But that's something we were planning on looking at this summer to see what we can do in the parking lot.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, sorry. So Cold Bay School, we finally got all the documents signed with Gould Construction. That sale was finalized. The state confirmed that on 3/9/2022. We have since canceled all the utilities. They've been taken over by Gould Construction, and our insurance has been canceled. So that project has been finalized. King Cove Road update, there's really not much new to report. There's a lot going on in D.C. with the invasion of Ukraine and other items. So I know Secretary Holland is planning on attending in April, date to be determined. The Ninth Circuit repeal, there still has not been a decision. I know everybody's hoping for one in the first quarter of 2022, but still no date for that. And then the special use permit is also still occurring, and nothing has been determined on that as well. Sandpoint and Actan Harbor floats, we've had two debrief meetings, one on February 20th regarding the RAISE grant, and after the debrief meeting and reviewing the notice of federal opportunity, also known as the NOFO, we have determined that they're really actually going after surface transportation for more like ground transportation and not maritime transportation. So we don't believe at this time it's the best interest in the borough to apply for this grant in 2022. We did get a lot of great feedback, and we'll keep that in mind, and we will keep on reading the NOFOs as they come out each fiscal year to see if it better suits our needs. But right now it seems like they're just going after surface ground transportation. And then we had a debrief meeting on March 8th with the USDOT on the PID grant. It was very, very informative. I mean, so much so I couldn't take enough notes. I think I have 4 pages of notes, and I finally started recording the meeting because I couldn't keep up. But there's a lot of information on that. Based off some conversations with Moffitt and Nickel and looking into this more, there is a opportunity in this program for small port, small project option, which designates about 40, or at least last year designated about 41.2 million to projects that were less than $11,250,000. After talking to Moffitt Nickel, this seems like this might be a good option for us this year, but that would mean that we wouldn't be able to apply for both harbors. Basically, the port has to move less than 8 million of Kelvin, I missed that. Was it gross tons of product? I forgot. But
8 million short tons.
Right. You cut out. What was that?
Oh, 8 million short tons, I believe.
Short tons. Okay, thank you. I didn't write that part down. And then the federal grant has to be less than 11.25 million. So after looking into this a little further, the cost estimate for Accutan is $15,120,000, which was last year's dollars. And we've seen from examples from other communities that cost estimates are coming in 40% higher than what they anticipated last year. So for instance, Cordova won a RAISE grant, and based off of their cost estimate, when they went out for it, it was 40% higher. So we would need to adjust these accordingly. The Sandpoint cost estimate was $8,250,000, which will increase as well. But at this point, just because we think we'd be more successful in this would just to be apply for the Sandpoint Harbor this year and then do the Accutan Harbor later. So, Mayor Osterbach, I don't know if you have any other comments.
No, other than, you know, by the limitations that they put on the small harbor grant, basically it'll be touch and go whether or not Sandpoint would qualify depends on if we're at that 40% or higher, and the Acton Harbor is already out of range of that one by, what, $3.5-4 million. So I think that's probably the best way for us to go now and at least try and get one of them done underneath this grant.
And the other grant is the Sandpoint, I mean, the State of Alaska Harbor Facility Grant Program, which we have a Sandpoint Harbor one in, and we're working with the legislature with Edgerman and Hoffman on getting that approved through this budget cycle. So we're continuously pushing for that. We've also submitted a CAPSIS request for that project as well. So we're trying to work all angles on leveraging any sort of funding for these projects, especially now with all inflation and the supply chain being impacted. Everything's just a lot more than what we have seen in forever. So anyway, if there's any questions, please let me know.
In Annie, if I'm correct, I believe since the one we're after is a federal dollars, and if we do get approved underneath the Tier 2 for the Sandpoint Harbor underneath the state, we could use the state funding as the match for the federal funding.
That's correct. Yes. Okay, so a few other things. Financial software, we did reissue the request for proposals on February 23rd. The last day for questions was yesterday. We didn't receive any, and proposals are due on March 23rd at 4 p.m. Alaska time. And then harbor bond debt reimbursement, just a few things we're doing legislatively. On February 28th, Nils Andreasen with AML, Mark Hickey, and I met with Senators Bishop's office to discuss harbor bond debt reimbursement. School bond debt reimbursement, we've been told, is going to be funded at 100%, but harbor bond debt hasn't been funded for 3 years. And when we total that amount of what the borough would have received, it's about $1.5 million over the last 3-4 years. That's very significant. So we have submitted letters to Bishop and Hoffman's office at Swampsea. Representative Stutz was there. So we talked to her, and Mayor Osterbach also brought it up to the panel that was up there. And then on March 5th, I testified before House Finance to bring this up, and it may get in the budget, which would be really great. There's about 4 or 5 communities or municipalities in Alaska that are impacted by this, and we are one of them with the Accutan Harbor and the False Pass Harbor flip. But it would be about $400,000 we would get in revenue this year if it gets into the state budget. Boondock Breakwater Project, I'm going to provide brief updates, but we did make our first payment for this project for our matching funds we've committed to with the Corps, and the schedule is in here for your reference. So we are looking at 2024 to have the feasibility report completed. Other than that, if there's any other questions, please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Annie. Question? Okay. Talia.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Assembly. My report is in the packet. I'll go ahead and start off with the meetings attended from the 15th through the 9th. The main two things I want to focus on, actually there's about three of them, is the AEDC luncheon, Swampsea conference, and PIDP debrief meeting. Both of those, or all three, I mean to say, have been incredibly informative. Really grateful to have been able to attend. Super educational, more so the Swampsea. That was absolutely a phenomenal conference. So I really appreciate being able to attend. The next is the bridge inspection. So this was initially spearheaded by Mary and Emil that now I have greatly inherited. So I'm super excited to be working on this project. Emil and I have been working on the bridge inspections and making sure that all the work is completed. There still is work that needs to be completed from 2 years ago. Most of it just entails things like debris cleaning, adjusting the rails, and installing the signs. What is going to be a little bit trickier will be the Cold Bay Dock Bridge. That actually has structural damage to it and has been rated about 2 years ago as poor to fair conditions. So I have been looking at different types of funding to get that project done because we don't want to just Band-Aid that up. Emil also did provide three images that I included in my packet of the Delta Creek Bridge for you guys to see. You can see the signs need to be, not the best condition. So we are working on that. Beasley Breach Solutions, February 21st, I assigned two additional trainings. I really want to just commend the staff. Everyone here has just been so vigilant on checking their emails and making sure it's not someone else impersonating staff. Because, yes, we have been receiving a lot, and it is definitely on the rise. So, yes, you get an email requesting money, gift cards, selling you something, just say no. Don't do it. Next is ICE Services. We have agreed to renew our contract with ICE. Next week, March 16th, I will be meeting with Jesse to go over the details of our contract. In addition to, ICE has also, they also had enough foresight to see that there may be potential security issues with the computers in false pass. So they've upgraded all three of those laptops there as well as new monitors. And again, I really want to commend Jake, Jesse, Mel, the staff over at ICE. They've been phenomenally great to us. And next is the mail tracking form. I wish I could say I got more forms, but it's been pretty stagnant as of late. So if you guys can just continue to encourage the staff, encourage not just staff, but residents, friends, coworkers, family dog, send a form. I will do everything else, please. And with that, that's all. Does anyone have any questions?
Questions for Talia? Okay. Oh, you know, to add to her, at Swansea, I did bring that form up that the borough had put that form together and sent it out to the communities. And we had a lot of interest from communities outside the borough that are having the same problem. And I think they gave some contact business card numbers to Talia and Laura at the meeting. And so there's other areas that are looking at it. And I told them they could use our form, you know, plagiarize it, change it how they want. They could even send it in to us to turn in if they wanted to. So there's other interests out there. And that also, Raven was, they had a booth at the meeting. And at the end of the meeting, the second day, I talked about it again a little bit. And at the end of the meeting, their representative there came up to me and said that they realized that there's a problem with the mail and freight and some luggage. So they have purchased Beach 1900, the same as Ace uses. And we're waiting for FAA. They have it in hand. They said they're waiting for FAA certification approval or whatever they need. And then they're going to start using that to try and catch up with mail and packages, I guess, and during a busy times luggage. So anyway, so there's hopefully some improvements coming down the pike here shortly. With that, Laura.
Alvin, this is Brenda.
Go ahead, Brenda.
So there's a person in King Cove here. I'll get her a sheet also. That right before we came to Anchorage, her daughter posted on Facebook of when they sent their mail 5 years in November, and they just received it just a few weeks ago, 5 years ago. So the grandchild who that was supposed to be for is now in, I think he's almost in middle school.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, well, that's a good one. Okay.
Hey, Mayor Osterbach, this is Annie. But before we go to Laura, can I add one other thing?
Sure.
Okay, so on the Cold Bay dock, I know Talia brought that up. I just wanted everybody to be aware, and I didn't put this in the packet or my report, and I should have, but the Cold Bay dock, it's on our strategic plan, and the next step is to issue a request for proposal for a site reconnaissance and feasibility study. That has been drafted, and it's kind of being reviewed the final couple times to make a few additional changes, but I am planning on issuing that here at the end of March. We do have money in the budget for this, so already appropriated, but I'm planning on getting that study done so we can start doing some other repairs on it. Thank you. Sorry.
Laura, jump in there.
Thank you, Mayor Osterbach and Assembly members. I have been working on an RFP for a professional photographer / videographer, and sent a couple drafts to Annie. We've been kind of going back and forth, and I'm going to put in some additional edits. And just as a reminder, this is to get a professional photographer or videographer to visit the communities this summer to get updated high-resolution images of fishermen, infrastructure, residents, scenes of the community, et cetera, et cetera. So also looked into a grant with Rasmussen, and they do appear to offer one for photography and videographer, so we're sort of looking at the stipulations that they have for that. On another project, I continue to meet with Planetaria Media for the website design. They plan to have a test run of the site with us, some staff members, on March 18th. So hopefully, depending on how that goes, and there are not too many changes asked of them, it should be finalized approximately a month later. Another project I'm working on, which would be in conjunction with this mail problem, the mail issues that we're having, is I'm working on an In the Loop newsletter story that is focusing on that, and I've interviewed a number of people, including some assembly members, the mayor, et cetera, about their experiences about that, just to share some stories and some anecdotes. So if there's anyone else that is listening right now that has an experience that they'd like to share, my work number is 907-274-7579. So we'd like to include anything about problems with getting time-sensitive prescriptions, business items, orders, things of that nature. This will emphasize the importance of filling out the mail tracking form that Talia mentioned, and that will be eventually sent to the Alaska delegation and USPS as well as the airlines. So everyone's participation in this is super important to help make the case for much-needed changes with the mail delivery service. I'm also working on another article about a third officer who recently joined the Sandpoint Police Department. So this goes along with one of the strategic plan initiatives of community alignment. So if there's someone else in your community who you think should be highlighted because of their contributions to the community and or borough, please let me know and we can feature them in the loop. Another project I'm working on that Annie recently assigned to me is a white paper on the Yakun-Akutan breakwater. So this will be helpful to know how this project started, what the status is as of now, and also borough funding that has been appropriated for this project, et cetera. So those are some of the highlights. If you have any questions or comments, please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Questions? Okay. Ernie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My report is also in the packet. We'll talk a little bit about Board of Fish. I think by now everybody knows the main emphasis for our department and a lot of the fishermen and fisheries groups is on Proposal 282. Just briefly, it will cut fishing time in the Shumagin section and the Dolgoi area. And we are opposed. Today is the last day to submit on-time written comments. I don't know if there's any public listening, but I did provide the email address and a fax in my report. And I will get that out again, but today is the last day to get comments in. Doesn't have to be much. You're hopefully opposed to Proposal 282. If you don't get comments in today, anything after today will eventually find its way to the record as an RC posted on the meeting webpage. There was a question about the meeting webpage and registering for the meeting, and we'll address that now, and we'll send it out again in a Fish News. But in my report, there's a link to the meeting website. If you go there, it will ask you to register if you're going to attend in person for the meeting for COVID reasons. They want to be able to contact trace or whatever. And after you've done that, then they'll ask you if you want to testify. And testifying, or there are 8 blocks that you can choose a preference to testify. 2 in the afternoon of the first day. The second day is there's 4 blocks, and then the third day in the morning they have 2 blocks, and they may have to extend that. You do not have to register online to testify. You can do it on the first day of the meeting until 2 p.m. So if you don't want to go online, just wait until you get there, but you have to be there the first day if you're going to testify on any proposal. But 282 is our big emphasis. Obviously, it's the statewide shellfish meeting, and there are, in my report, I've listed some of the proposals that might be of interest to crab fishermen that will be brought up. What else? Oh, so today is also the last day, supposedly, if you were going to get in on the deal for the Captain Cook Hotel. We have reserved a block of rooms from the first day of the meeting until the last day of the meeting, but those rooms will be released supposedly today, but there are still some available, and that's at a discount. Hopefully there'll be more rooms available in Anchorage as for rendezvous is over. The board is meeting now for Southeast Yak, so if you call into the Captain Cook, don't say Board of Fish, because that's a whole different block of rooms. Say Aleutians East Borough. Anything else on the Board of Fish? They're still only at 6 members. They'll probably only stay at 6 members until after our meeting. Again, we'll put out more information again, some of this that you've just heard, in upcoming Fish News, as Laura can help me on that. Any questions on Board of Fish before I move on?
Yeah, thanks, Ernie. I think you missed part where the group 4 is where the petition for Area M falls under. It's the last action item, and group 4 will be taken up on April 1st. And the question that I had, somebody call me and ask me about, you know, Southeast are doing teleconference testimony, but they're just trying to make sure there is no option for us, I believe, on teleconference testimony. Is that that's the best
right.
of your knowledge?
To answer your last question first, correct. I confirmed that this is a one-time thing for remote testimony for the Southeast meeting, because it was supposed to be in Ketchikan, and so they're allowing it from specific ADF and G sites in Southeast for remote testimony, but they are not doing it for our meeting. So if you want to testify, you must be there in person. As far as the other part, yeah, I forgot to mention, after you sign up, if you want to sign up for testimony, they ask you if you're going to be providing a slideshow or PowerPoint. You answer that yes, and then they tell you that you need to get that in by lunch that day or 30 minutes before your testimony. And then they ask you if you're going to participate in any of the committee of the holes, which is just a silly Board of Fish thing, but, and then you would pick the one that talks about salmon, if you were going to do that. So Paul mentioned that there are specific dates on there, so I went back to try to re-register, because I was already registered, but I didn't show any specific dates for me, but I'm assuming the committee of the whole would be right before they bring up the salmon proposals. Of one, there's for us, and then there's one for the Kenai. So, hope that answers that. Moving on. Go ahead.
Quick, Paul.
Oh, You commented on the, and showed a picture of the Oscar Dyson being delayed this year, not going to be able to do a Pollock survey. What does that mean again? Just refresh our memories what you think it means.
Well, from the article that's on AEB Fish Facebook from Kodiak, they were delayed getting out, and that means that they're basically not doing the Shumagin's pre-spawning survey that they do every year. And what the ramifications are of that, I don't know. It's important to have surveys, but they've missed that portion of the survey. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
And at that meeting, of course, the whole Anchorage staff will be there to help. We've got a conference room 4, but it's right next to where the Board of Fish is meeting. And I hope to see everybody there. It'd be nice to have all of you that are online at the meeting. And if you can, write a short note opposed today. North Pacific Council, they meet in April. Not a big agenda. The one thing I'm looking forward to is talking about the Bristol Bay Red King Crab management. Of course, that season was closed this year. There was two reappointments open. Our favorite members, maybe Cora Campbell and Nicole Kimball. It wasn't yesterday. The day before, the governor nominated Nicole for reappointment, and then Angel Drobnica, who works with APICTA, because Cora is not seeking reappointment. I had a letter of support for both of them in there. And then on my meetings upcoming, I put Lake and Penn Borough Assembly because I wanted to spy and see what they wanted to talk about for the Board of Fish. And I, just because we've been talking about workshops, they have a workshop one day and they have a meeting the next day. So maybe you guys want to have a 2-day meeting thing. I just thought I'd bring that up. And then I was finishing my report at Swampsea, and I hate white space, so I put a picture of a moose that comes from my yard. And maybe just as a reminder that mostly I'm still working for at home, and I sure appreciate the opportunity to do that, but I plan to start as the snow goes away and it's easier to bike and walk to the bus to start coming in more often. So that's my report. Any questions, I'm available. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Ernie. And Ernie didn't mention it, but the borough did send a letter in today on this chicken issue. So anyway.
And we can certainly share questions? That with assembly members if they want to see it.
Sure. There's no questions for Ernie. We have Charlotte flew all the way to Sandpoint to give her a report, so we're going to let her have the floor.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Osterback and Assembly. It's so nice to be in Sandpoint. You know, I love traveling out to the region. I just love it. And it's a beautiful day. It's sunny, if you can believe it. Barely raining. Sorry, I have not been at the last two meetings. It's been kind of weird timing, but I have been very busy. I'll start with the EM program. So I am working on the final financial and programmatic reports for the NIFWIF grant for the Western Gulf 2 project, which is now concluded. And that was a really big 2-year project that is now finished. Those reports will be available to the assembly at the next meeting. So they're due this month. NIFWIF did notify me that due to their staffing shortages, they have been delayed in providing me a grant agreement for the Western Gulf 3 project, which technically was supposed to start at the beginning of this year. So we have not expended any funds for that project yet, mostly because we didn't have a Pollock A season here. So it kind of worked out anyway, but I do intend to have that in the next month or two. And then I think it'll start from that point and be a year long project. As part of that project, I've mentioned, I am working with the fixed gear fishermen who also participate in trawl to try to get some regulation for them to be able to use their EM systems from trawl in the fixed gear. So right now they're not allowed to participate in the fixed gear EM program. So they have to take observers like normal, unlike the rest of the fleet, which no longer has to take observers. So I met with NIMPS Fisheries Monitoring and analysis division and their director this week. And we are talking about a sampling design and a list of fishermen who are going to participate in that trial this year. So I anticipate we'll get that off the ground actually probably in April or May, most likely for black cod, focusing on pots. So that's really exciting. We're going to get that project off the ground this year. It's just a 1-year project. I am kind of slow going, but I'm writing a white paper on split offload deliveries to tenders in the pollock trawl fishery, which has been an issue in the EM program. So I'm trying to get that resolved before the 2024 regulatory implementation of that program. On that note, the initial review of the trawl EM program will be taken up at the June council meeting. So
alrighty, everyone. I'm just waiting for the meeting to reconnect.
That I do plan on picking that up quite a bit this year. It's just right now with cod tagging and Board of Fish, that's kind of my priority. But then I think this summer that will be full swing in mariculture. So I'll have a lot more to report. I am thinking about attending the Juno UAF Mariculture Conference in April, as long as the mayor is okay with it. And so I'll have some more interesting information from that meeting. I am in Sandpoint right now to do cod tagging, so I'm going to talk about that. As you guys probably can assume, we did get a little bit of funding from AFSC, enough to cover their staff and, you know, to get through sampling. So myself and two of the AFSC scientists are here in Sandpoint. We'll be spending 3 days sort of in town prepping, and then we plan to begin the charter on the 14th, not to exceed 10 days. So obviously we went out to bid for a full month, and we did have two people request the bid packet, and only one person applied, and it was the FV Decision, who was the vessel that we used last year as well. So they were awarded the contract. We plan to, it's almost identical to last year's trip. We expect it'll take about 6 or 7 days, but we have contingency for 10. So we'll be doing basically all the same type of sampling and tagging we did last year, except we were gifted an additional 40, tags from UAF, that came from the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Anyways, long story, but we got an additional 40 tags, which is really cool. And I am meeting very frequently, actually every week, with the stock assessment authors for cod. And so they're tied in very closely with this project and keeping an eye on this. You guys might know there's a new cod assessment author for the Gulf, Pete Holson. So I met him yesterday on our meeting, and Steve Barbeau is moving to the Bering Sea, but he's also very closely involved in this project. So, they're excited to start using this data in the stock assessment. Other than that, of course, we're working on salmon issues. I won't go into too much detail about what we're working on, but I help as needed, working with the area seiners and constituents, and also on a cost-benefit analysis that will be available internally to folks who would like to see that. We also got our initial draft of the Northern Economics Socioeconomic Study. That is something we are not prepared to distribute at this time, but we'll be working very closely to get that draft finalized and get it to where we want it. And then hopefully it will be useful to people before the meeting. They'd like to use it for writing testimony and whatnot. So yeah, I'm sorry that was a lot. If anybody has any questions, I'm happy to take them. Thank you.
I have one.
Yes.
What happened to your wayward tag?
My what? Okay. So this, as the story goes, the satellite tags that pop off of the cod, you can actually hunt them down to almost a 100-foot radius as they're pinging to the satellite. So we had a tag pop off the fish in one of the mainland bays, and I can't remember which one it was, but we got a little bit of funding to try and send some fishermen out to do a treasure hunt of this satellite tag, which would have been a full year's worth of data. And unfortunately, the tag died right as I think there was some bad weather. And so the fishermen didn't make it out, and I was really upset about that. But it would have been a fun, I think it would have been a fun adventure for a couple of fishermen to be scouring the beach for a little tag. So yeah, unfortunately we didn't get it, but maybe next time.
So questions for Charlotte? Silent.
Okay. Sorry.
Thank you. Emil.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Osterbach and Assembly members. My report is in your packet. Been very busy running around to communities. I was over in Nelson Lagoon and looked at that duplex over there, the teacher housing, and it's in really good shape, surprisingly, for it being boarded up for so long. And it's just one little area that's rotten on the west side there where the stack has rusted out and is now making the floor rot and everything in that corner of the building. But that duplex is in really, really good shape, really surprised. Was over to King Cove on that same trip, had to fix the fuel tank stand that had started collapsing and was rotten. And now I got a better understanding of what needs to be done over there this spring and summer or summer for the rot repair on the siding and trying to look into re-roofing and reframing the roof so that we could seal that up better over there because of that bug problem. So, and a lot of that bug problem might also be because of this rot that's happening behind the siding right now as what's going on over there. Working with Talia on the bridge inspection report, and we're trying to, you know, get our signs up out there and things that we need to do for our re-inspection. And those bridge inspections come out every 2 years that the state comes out and make sure that they're up in compliance. With that, we have 3 bridges in King Cove and 2 bridges in False Pass. And then I guess the one in Cole Bay there, which they called Docks Bridges. So we have to mark those as bridges as well. So Evolution Pools came out here to Sandpoint and went through and waiting for a report back on the leaks that we have here in the Sandpoint pool. Don't know if it's in the liners, if it's in the plumbing. So we're waiting back on that report so that we could get knowing what we need to do there, and we'll get contractors on board or whatever we need to do to try to fix the leaks and problems that we have there and what money it is, but we'll see what happens with that. Of course, as Annie stated, the Cold Bay Terminal is complete, and that's nice to see that that happen in such a speedy time and everything with a lot of working pieces that made a lot of that come together so fast and get it completed when it did, especially in some of the weather that we had. It was really, really trying and difficult, but it's turned out really nice. Been with at internet training, like Talia said, with those fishy emails and everything. So we're learning how not to open those up and be, you know, susceptible to online hacks and people out there trying to get our stuff. But back to the King Cove School, the contractors are going to be coming back out to finish up their scopes of work. out there this spring, and they're going to be looking also into what it's going to take for us to repair that piping over there in the school, and then we'll get contractors out to give us, go out to bid and get contractors to figure out how much that's going to cost there and what we can do for a conditioning system so that we could try to save most of that plumbing that's in there. Otherwise it's going to be a, you know, big, big price tag. And other than that, just doing some prep work here for next year's budget for my department and what we'll need money that we'll need to have set aside, you know, in my budget line items to go out to the communities and be able to work and get my list of things that need to be taken care of with mostly safety issues that I'll be needing to complete this year. So that's my report. If you have any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Emil. Questions?
Paul? Yep. Emil, about 20 years ago, I ran to a contractor when I was in Sitka who was cleaning up the plumbing on a Baranoff hotel in Juneau. And they had a coating system where they ran through the pipes, and it was far less pricey than redoing the whole system. But I don't know if that system was still okay or is being used. I can't remember the name of it. And the guy who was working on it is no longer in state. Anyway, it's something probably worth checking on if you can find out how to check on it. But it was a lining system that lined all the, and everybody remembers Baranoff Hotel is pretty damn cold. And it was for old scaly pipes, and it saved replacing them.
Yes. Yeah, and we looked at that, and it has come up. It's a phosphate that goes in and it'll line the inside of your pipe so that it won't eat up. But I'm not 100% sure on if it needs to be, you know, keep getting taken care of every month, every 2 months, or every year, which will be a maintenance issue if we go that route. And then yet it'll be another expense of a chemical that we'll have to take care of. But yes, there is something out there for that. And, you know, we're looking at all that. Thank you.
Other questions? Okay. Thank you, Emil. So we are down to, I got everybody right in this door. No. Assembly comments.
Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead.
This is Carol. I have two comments. One is I was never, ever in the Cold Bay Terminal before. So after Monday, I could say it is a very, very nice building. It's very, I think the part they built on looks like it really is going to work. The vending machine problem, we need to get that kind of solved if we could do it, because when you land and you think you're coming back home and you spend a couple hours there, it can get a little hungry. So, and the second is I would like to commend the outgoing finance director for her years of service, 20 some plus years with the borough. That's got to say we're good to work for. I mean, we should treat our employees with respect. And I just want to say if there ever was a question or ever was a problem, Roxanne was there and could answer it. So I'm sad, very sad to see her go. And but I want to wish her the best, and good luck in your journeys.
Yeah, thank you. And we will be putting resolution and stuff together for the next regular meeting. It's been kind of jumbled from Monday till now, getting caught up on everything else. So as soon as we get time, we'll do that. Other comments?
Yes, Elvin, Mayor Osterbach-Samin, and Assembly David.
Oh, go ahead.
Hey, I would just like to say thank you to Annie for updating on the Cold Bay dock. I just want to just say how important that dock is to Cold Bay, you know, not only to keep food on our tables here in Kolbe, keep us going. Also, it's very important, you know, for fuel, for fueling up all the airplanes, medevacs, everything that comes through Kolbe. You know, we just need to keep fuel coming for all that. Just very important to Kolbe that we keep working on that. So I'd like to just say thank you.
Okay. Other comments? Paul?
I'll just give a quick catch report. I made some phone calls around this morning just to see how cod fishing was. I give a real short brief. Strangely enough, Chicknick is the best. Only very few boats, but up by Sudwick, I think their fish are being tendered to Kodiak from that area. And didn't sound too exciting around the Shumigans or King Kusanak area, didn't sound good. And Unalaska cod fishery isn't that great either. So anyway, that's a short summary. I don't know if everybody...
Did you hear any prices?
The Kodiak price was 48 the last I heard. But there's rumor this Ukraine, whatever they're going on over there, is going to impact cod prices. But I haven't seen it anywhere online. It may show up in a few months or a few weeks or never. That's all I know.
Okay. 40 rubles. Okay. Other assembly comments. Okay.
This is Denise.
Okay. Denise.
So I know we've talked about for months that we need to have everyone involved in the fish meetings, and I think that every staff member should be able to go if they would like to be involved in the fish meetings. So I think we need to encourage, I know that cities, Sainers Association are sending numerous people. So I just think that if any staff member or assembly member wants to go, they should be allowed.
Yeah. Any of my stuff that I can release to go, if it's not busy, I will do that. But as it is right now, the only staff members we're going to use is Anchorage because they are in Anchorage. And everybody that's out here still has a job to do. So that's kind of where I am on this. And
I do have another thing is that can we get a copy of the letter that requested that $20,000 for close-up? We haven't seen anything on that.
Sure.
We'll have
Everyone
distribute that.
That didn't go. Well, I thought it went out there. Sorry. Yeah, we can get that out.
Approve it. Yes. I mean, it's $20,000. We should have approval that we're doing it.
Yeah, we'll have Beverly distribute that.
I don't know if you're objecting to it or whatever now, but yesterday we kind of went through that, and I asked if anybody had any problems with it because it was the $20,000 that we would have used last year that COVID upset the bandwagon on them being able to go. So just to reiterate that a little bit, so the juniors last year are the seniors this year. So we could use that $20,000 would take for the seniors this year, and then the $20,000 from this year would be for the juniors for this year, which is the normal class that goes, and then that puts us back on track basically. And then next year, if you approve the $20,000, that would send, which is now the sophomore class, on the next cycle. So
yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I just wanted to get a copy of their quest. That's all. I don't have a problem with it at all.
Okay, but yeah, I'm sorry. I thought the letter went out to everyone, but we get it. Other assembly comments?
Paul? Yeah, just one more. Years ago, the last borough delegation meeting trip to Washington, D.C. that I went to was during Cherry Blossom Festival, which is any day, I'm not sure when that is, but it was also same as close-up time. The kids were there.
Yeah.
And I know other communities in Alaska, Kodiak, send people on these trips, and I do think they do some good. And so I think we ought to think about how we can time that would help us on some of the things where I think it's a good, not a huge delegation, but a small, medium delegation would be appropriate at some time. That's all. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, the only reason we stopped basically was COVID. You know, as this thing, it's starting to come down all over the place now, and they're starting to take some of the mandates off. But when it was still hot spots all over the place, I wasn't going to put anybody in jeopardy to go down and wander the Capitol building. And then they probably wouldn't let you in anyway, most of the time until just recently. And I think Biden got his fence up now, so I don't know if we can get in. But anyway, we'll look. We can look into that because it's always a good thing to do. Any other assembly comments?
Yeah, one comment from Warren here, because Paul got on the odd bandwagon there. But yeah, with Peter Pan here in King Cove, we see fish coming in from east and west. And I heard on the radio yesterday that they were sending tenders over to Chignik Way. So they're bringing it from that way too. And talked with one of the managers down at Peter Pan today, and they're flooded with cod. So it's looking pretty good, I think, for this area, the way it looks. And then with the city of King Cove, we got a few things going on. We got a airport upgrade scoping project we're working on over here, and things have been going well on that. And I went to Juneau myself down there, and me and the city managers went down there and met with Senator Hoffman, Representative Edgman, and another senator for the PCE that we're working on here too at King Cove. So we're approaching the borough here pretty soon for a letter for our upgrade that they are planning. And I know that we'll all work together on that, because that's the way things have to happen anyway. But I think that's about it. The one, I don't know, do we have an evacuation plan? There's a Navy ship sitting in Dutch Harbor, destroyer. So I don't know what's happening there, but seen that today on Facebook. That's all I have.
Okay. Thanks, Warren. Other comments? Okay. Thank you, everyone. No, public comment.
Public comment. Sorry.
We're not done. Yeah.
Pretty soon. Very close.
Okay, all you public out there, time for your comment.
No? Maybe okay, I was supposed to wait for public comments, but maybe we could, this is Warren again, maybe we could slip my comments down to public comments so there'll be one?
No, yours were.
For the record? Yeah, but I used the mayor's seat on part of it.
Oh, we know who you are.
We know where you are.
Okay, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good evening, everybody.
Yeah. Okay, so there's no public comments. Next meeting date is April 14th, 2022. That's a Thursday, second Thursday. And we are looking for a motion to adjourn.
So
move.
Motion, Warren.
Hey, Joseph, I'll make a motion.
We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Oh.
Thank you. Bye-bye.